I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Welcome everyone to the Agents of Inclusion podcast, brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every week we share a new episode highlighting the power of sports and how it can bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you can get the new episodes when they drop every Wednesday. Today, we head to Washington, D.C. to connect with Novi Craven. Not only is she a gold medal winning athlete, she's also the host of the Inclusion Revolution radio podcast, where she connects with fellow athletes and shares their experiences. I had the pleasure of running into Novi during the MLS Unified All-Star Game, and now I have the pleasure of sharing her story and accomplishments with you. Let's check in with Novi Craven. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and right now we are being joined by someone who I would consider a contemporary. She is the host of the Inclusion Revolution radio show. We're being joined by Novi. Novi, how you doing?
Good. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's good to have you here. We're going to find out about Inclusion Revolution radio. We're going to find out more about who you are and what you do, all that good stuff. But first of all, we ran into each other a few weeks ago. It was so good to see you in D.C. We ran into each other at the MLS Unified All-Star Game.
Yes, we did. Definitely just amazing for able to be a part of that and definitely get to, you know, run into you again. Definitely just put big kudos to not only you, but definitely just amazing to be able to, you know, talk about my story as an athlete. So definitely.
No doubt about it. Well, first of all, tell us about you as an athlete. I guess the first question is, how did you get involved with Special Olympics? How were you introduced?
A family friend of me and my mother's, reached out to us and said, I think Novi will, you know, benefit from being part of Special Olympics. And definitely that was just amazing for me to be able to be a part of something that definitely, you know, I'm passionate about. Course passionate about it right now, but definitely just being able to play some of these sports that, you know, growing up I used to play, you know being, and also being the only girl, you know, being on sports scene for definitely growing up, but definitely just having that passion for a lot of sports that I love to do, and being a part of something that really is dear and heart to me.
So what sports have you played in Special Olympics? What have you participated in?
Special Olympics DC provides eight sports that I play now. Basketball, volleyball, track and field, bocce, tennis, flag football, and golf.
Wow. I might as well have asked, what sport don't you play? Because you out here playing all of them, Novi.
Well, we're not. It's not officiated with Special Olympics, but I play non-contact rugby.
You play non-contact rugby?
That's amazing, because at first people say, oh, rugby is, you know, contact sport, of course, but non-contact is what basically rugby is. You pass the ball backwards. You pass the ball sideways. not like a football. Like when football, you throw the ball up. You pass the ball sideways, and then you, how you two hand touch your opponent, and definitely just having that, being able to, you know, be able to play that sport is just amazing, because, you know, you running in the wind, but definitely just getting to know the sport that you don't even realize that you're so good at, and definitely just being introduced to that was just amazing.
Oh no, this you certainly keep busy here with all of the athletics. So when you're not participating in these sports, Novi, what else are you doing? What other interests do you have? Is it music? Is it games? What else are you doing?
Sometimes I watch TV. Sometimes I on my cell phone, of course, but definitely just being on the internet, you know, on social media. But definitely just amazing to be able to not only be being, you know, sitting in front of the TV all day, but definitely just being able to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'm an outgoing person who will automatically talk to you for hours, and definitely just being able to be around people. It's just amazing for me to be able to do, because when I'm not working, I'm not playing sports, sometimes I get, you know, lonely, but I know I have things that I can keep me motivated and, you know, keep me busy. And yeah, definitely just having so much fun, you know, when I'm not playing sports and when I'm not, you know, working, it's just having friends being part of your life, and it's an amazing part.
I can dig it. So talk to us about, talk about the friends that you've made. I know plenty. I mean, we were connected through Special Olympics. So what has the community meant to you, especially the community of Special Olympics? What has it meant to you?
Just having so many friends and so many famous people that you get to meet within Special Olympics, because if I had not, you know, been in contact with Special Olympics at first, I probably would have probably not known what Special Olympics was all about. Because a lot of people say when I talk about Special Olympics, they're like, what is Special Olympics? And then when I explain to them about Special Olympics, they're like, gotcha. And the people really think that when you talk about Special Olympics, between Paralympics and Special Olympics, they're totally two different things. And sometimes when I explain to people what Special Olympics is, they're like, okay, oh, so Paralympics doesn't provide that. I said, no. Special Olympics provides this, actually, yes. And this, when people get involved with Special Olympics, it's a life-changing event.
Absolutely. And we've seen how people's lives have changed just all the way through. Paralympics is for individuals with physical disabilities, and Special Olympics deals with intellectual disabilities. When you talk about these interactions that you've had with people and meeting folks and making friends, is there one memory or one experience that stands out to you that you'll never forget?
Just having that lifelong connection with somebody, you know, definitely just, you know, also for them to be able to connect with you on a daily basis, it's just tremendously amazing, because you never know who you're going to run into. And it's been tremendously amazing, because I have some people walk up to me and say, don't you look familiar? I say, well, I don't know. I say, wait a minute. Weren't you in the airport or something? I said, yeah. They're like, you know, it's just amazing for me to be able to go anywhere I go that people's like, you look familiar. And just to have that, you know, I don't even remember these people. It's just amazing for me to understand that people really are like, oh, aren't you in Special Olympics? It says, yes. And just to have that, you know, connection. But also having a lot of friends with Special Olympics, we always look out for each other. You know, when COVID hit, really, it was just, you know, at a point where I was like, okay, we're playing sports, but then the whole world shut down, and it was like, we ever gonna play sports again? You know, and it was hard, because, you know, playing sports all your life, And then being able, you have to stop playing sports. It was like, and it was hard because I was able to check on my friends, and, you know, family members can be really a big part of Special Olympics, but also it was devastating for me, but also devastating for every athlete that was, you know, affected by, you know, the pandemic that we're
in. Well, I'm glad that we are out of that scenario. It's kind of crazy to think that all of that started in 2020. Here we are 3 years later.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the reasons that people might know you and run into you, you host Inclusion Revolution Radio. Explain to us what that is. And you do that with Special Olympics. What is that?
One of my colleagues, Alex, she came to me and said, they have a podcast? And we're like, no. She's like, I think that would be good because then people can understand what Special Olympics is all about, but also get to know, you know, the coach, athlete, you know, my partner, whoever that's within Special Olympics. And I think that definitely I've learned a whole lot while talking to the people that I interview, getting to know their story, how they got involved, what does inclusion mean to them, and just being able to have that connection. Because, you know, sometimes they're like, always when we end, they're like, maybe one day I can fly you out to so-and-so, meet you in person, because you're just tremendously person. You're a tremendous, you're an amazing person to be around. And also just have that in a story, and some of these questions that I ask, they're life changing because I want to keep going with them. And it's like, now we have a certain time that we have to do it. And it's definitely just amazing for me to put, you know, the word out about Professional Olympics. And it's been amazing because at first I was like, no, this podcast thing is not for me. But she's like, no, we'll make it fun. We'll definitely make it fun. We'll have answers, you know, we'll come up with questions and be so you can be able to, you know, ask the interviewers your questions. It was an also cool thing was I came out with some merchandise. That's just tremendously amazing because some of my merchandise were being displayed at Capitol Hill Day, the last Capitol Hill Day we had at the store. And definitely just to see that, I was like, what?
Wait a minute. Let's slow down here. That's a big deal, okay? You're talking about the merchandise from Inclusion Revolution Radio being displayed and being distributed on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. That's a big deal.
Yes, on Capitol Hill. Yeah, the last one we had, of course, Capitol Hill is amazing because you get to meet these senators and being able to talk about special events. It's a big, 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 big day. And the senators really sometimes get a big impact with us because sometimes it's life-changing for them because they say, I want to get involved. Even though I work at the Capitol, it's like they want to get involved. And just to see that, but also to see my merchandise was just, I automatically got a picture. You know, I'm a picture person. I love pictures, but also to see, you know, my merchandise being displayed, it was just like, but yeah, it was big. I was excited.
That's a big deal. That's a real big deal. And so you talk about meeting some of these senators and the representatives up in D.C., and they want to get involved in Special Olympics and try to figure out how to help. You talk about how this has been an amazing experience for you. How has Special Olympics changed your life?
It's having a lifelong connection. It's just tremendously amazing because not only do I have disability, and the fact that everybody in Special Olympics does not put each other down. We make sure, you know, we have a positive attitude. And we always look out for each other because, you know, sometimes times can be hard. And you just need that shoulder to lean on, and definitely just having that person or athlete to go to, it's tremendously amazing. So
what does inclusion mean to you?
Just having that lifelong connection on the playing field and off the playing field, just having that connection. And, you know, it was hard for me because when I was in high school, I was bullied a little bit. But then I was out of my senior class. I was the only one not going to college right after high school. And they're like, what do you mean you're not going to college? I said, one college is not for me. And the fact that I was able to accomplish something that you really, you know, of course, no parent wants their kid to be I'm playing video games the whole day and watching TV the whole day, but definitely just getting out there and being part of something and not being able to be a part of something. And so just to have that connection with anybody that you come in contact, that can be very helpful because the world can be sometimes you can get very distraught. Sometimes you can get really, people can really put you down.
So what advice would you give to someone who feels that way, who's been put down, who feels kind of pushed to the side? What advice would you share with them?
I'm always here. You know, you can always talk to me. I mean, I will literally sit there and listen to what you have to say because you're worth something. And sometimes people think that their words and their actions are not like being able, not being, you know, not being put out there, but also just not being able to have a voice. You know, and if you come in contact with that person who's willing to be able to sit and just listen to what you have to say, it's truly amazing, because then they will, you know, once again, they will listen to what you have to say, but also give you advice on what to do in a situation like that.
Well, we know professionally, I talk all day for a living. You talk with Inclusion Revolution, and you said something I think is real important. You talked about listening, having someone to be able to listen. How important is that for you? I feel like we got a lot of people who do a lot of talking, but we don't have enough people who actually take time to listen.
Right, because, you know, of course, everybody has this. Sometimes people have cell phones and iPhones and Androids and smartphones, but also a good way to, you know, text somebody, but also calling them, but also having that person just being able to, you know, be there when they need you the most, and definitely just being able to, you know, process yourself. And, you know, if somebody says something wrong, you just say, okay. And, you know, stuff like that is definitely sometimes when, you know, I can get upset at things. And I know that some people that definitely can say, okay, I know you're upset about this, but here's a different way you can go about doing what you want to do, but you're not going in the wrong direction. So definitely just being able to have that, and also have your, you know, just people can be irritating sometimes, but, you know, sometimes you can always have that just listener and just listen what people have to say, because it will impact your life going forward if you just listen to somebody and have that one-on-one. Sometimes you're going to have one-on-one. It's okay to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody, because that person will be able to guide you in the right direction.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this in conclusion. You've been able to connect with so many people through Inclusion Revolution Radio. You've been able to connect with so many folks through the sports that you participate in. What's next? What is something that you want to accomplish? What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
That's a good question. But also one thing I would like to say, how any of my partners really a big part of Special Olympics, because they don't have a disability, and they really show the importance that an athlete that has a disability can do anything. I have an amazing unified partner named Chris Bentz. He has an amazing impact in my life. Not only me, but has a great impact on my family, because we, often on the playing field, we just have that connection. It's just the way that both of us look out for each other. Sometimes when he goes out of the country and stuff like that, I just want to make sure that he got there safely, you know? And, you know, I say, okay, have you landed and so-and-so? And he's like, yeah. And I say, okay, good. So, and he'll do the same thing with me, but definitely just being able to have that lifelong connection with anybody, and just being able for the other Unified partners that I have come in contact with, they really help me, because, you know, sometimes when he's not there, they step in and say, okay, this is how you play volleyball, because volleyball is one of the hardest sports to me. And they teach, so I've gotten the ball over the net a few times, and definitely just amazing, because having a disability for me, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And just having that, you know, you don't have to I keep in mind, say, okay, you have a disability. That's not, it does not affect me at all. Being able to have those anybody partners in your life can be really, it can change anybody's life. And sometimes it's good for, and also we have amazing partners like United. If you can see behind me, people are like, why do you have yourself hanging in your room? United Airlines, I was one out of three other athletes to represent the superhero campaign that United was able to play partnership with. And we were all over the United States, bus terminals, airports. And cool thing about it, because I got a lot of DMs, I got a lot of, you know, text messages saying, I just saw you in the airport. Do you realize you're in the airport? I say, I am. And definitely just to have that connection. And, you know, look, this little kid came up to me and said, that you? I said, yeah, that's me. And, you know, just to have that look connection, nobody, anybody. And just to have, to see the people, for people to remember seeing me in the airport was like, I still get sometimes, I get DMs, I said, you look, sometimes when I go to the stores and stuff like that, they say, you look familiar. I said, okay, what do I know you from? Then I said, weren't you hanging in the airport? I said, yes, I was hanging in the airport.
Well, it's no, just, I got to tell you, it's not a surprise. It's not a shock. And for people who are able to view the podcast visually, yeah, you're a superhero. Like you have it hanging on the wall in your bedroom, helping superheroes fly. You are certainly a superhero. Novi, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. I know, I think maybe even it was last year that I was on an Inclusion Revolution Radio. We saw each other last month at the MLS Unified game for the All-Star game in D.C. And so it's great to have you here on Agents of Inclusion. And I just got, I can't even call it advice. I just want to tell you, just keep being awesome. You are a superhero. And I'm going to see you in D.C. soon, okay?
Wait, that definitely. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me on the podcast. And anytime you're welcome, you definitely want to be on my podcast. You're more than welcome. Definitely reach out. And you know how to reach out. So definitely amazing. And thank you so much to Special Olympics D.C. and Special Olympics International for allowing me to not only tell my story, but also express how much I adore and I'm so passionate about Special Olympics. So thank you so much, Special Olympics D.C. and Special Olympics International. So,
no doubt about it. Well, thank you, Novi, for being a superhero, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Novi for coming by and sharing her story. We're like podcast cousins. Congratulations to her for everything she's accomplished and everything that's on the way. To find out how you can get involved with Special Olympics in your neighborhood, town, or city, just go to specialolympics.org. Whether you want to volunteer, play, donate, or just have fun. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive. Thanks, Novi.